Chapter 2. The Unlimited Power of Thought. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right." The truth is that thoughts are the most powerful thing that we have at our disposal, despite what it appears. Over the course of this, I'm going to prove to you beyond question that if you think you can, and if you doubt you can, then you can't. You can intellectually believe this right now for sure. But when you live it daily as a way of life, then you have become a master of thinking, and you can then get anything you want. It is one thing to know it, and it is another thing entirely to live it. And this is what mastering the law of attraction is going to show you how to do. Consider this. Whatever is going on in your mind, you are creating into your reality. Just consider it for a few seconds. You're not looking for conclusions. You're just looking at it. And as you consider it for a few moments, you're altering the wiring in your mind. So what that means is you become and create what your dominant thoughts are. Thinking about what you want creates that in your life. Let's say you're in debt. If you're thinking about getting out of debt, you create debt. So you have to alter your thinking to use the law of attraction to be rid of debt. I'll cover how to be free of debt later as an example, but I wanted to use debt to make the point. Your thoughts govern your life. Do you agree? Or do you think you're not the controller and are just a puppet? Because if you think you're just a puppet, then you may as well quit this now. As the puppet relies on luck to govern their life. The master understands chance and knows how to stack the deck of chance in his or her favour. So are you the controller or the puppet? Don't just say the answer, feel it. Consider, would quitting benefit you? Or would mastering the law of attraction benefit you? Therefore, your choice is surely to agree that your thoughts govern your life. So it's essential to comprehend that careful choice of thoughts is required, and a plan to always think carefully needs to become the way you think automatically. Does that make sense? Gandhi said, "A man is the product of his thoughts, what he thinks he becomes." So you are a creator. You create with your every thought. You often create by default, because you are getting what you are giving your attention to. Wanted or unwanted. So mastery of thought is really a must in life. Do you understand? However, you can become a master of the law of attraction without total life mastery, though freedom from pain, suffering and all of life's little nasties may be worth your while when you're ready. When you're ready to end suffering, then the bug-free mind process is ready for you too. So how do we create? Your brain is an organ of the conscious mind. It receives thoughts, and when your brain reasons those thoughts to be true, it is then brought into your reality. Your subconscious mind accepts the conclusions of your conscious mind, meaning you're in control, if you're in control of your thoughts. Now remember, your conscious mind is only there when you are present. Most people are in fact in what I call the waking sleep, and so are not present very often. The waking sleep is when people are unconsciously awake. This, unfortunately, is how you are probably spending your life. Most people are. To tell if you are in the waking sleep, just consider, if time seems to be passing faster each year, if it is, then you are becoming more and more unconscious as time is a constant. When you master control of your thoughts, you effectively slow down time, as it stops getting faster and goes back to how much there was of it when you were a child. But I digress. Your conscious mind is mostly filled with absolute garbage about how stuff works anyway, so it's very dysfunctional. Therefore, your subconscious mind is mostly fed on garbage, which it believes to be true. Why? Because you tell it is true. So it is also accepting the conclusions of your garbage-fed unconscious mind, which is why, of course, we create dysfunctional lives. Fix this and you fix the planet. That's everything, by the way, as it's all just about identifying the problem. But we'll save fixing the planet for another time. Creating with your mind all starts with controlling your thoughts, and until we do that, we cannot create the life we desire. I'll cover a little on how to do that in the next chapter. You have to be able to control your mind so that it can focus without interruption and without doubt on the thing that you do want. If you continue to focus on what you do not want, whatever that may be, then you will just create more of it. If you focus on wanting something, then you will create more of wanting it and you will not get it. To be able to have something, you have to create the ability in your mind to have it before you have it. And to do that, you have to be the one who controls your thoughts. The secret is to then create what you desire with your thoughts. You have attained a state of mind where you have actually had it happen and felt it happen in your mind. And in that process, you become detached from it because you have already had it. Then what happens is you work diligently on making that a reality for everyone else, as it is already a reality in your mind, and you keep going until you get there. Yes, that bit may need a bit more thought. I slipped it in early so you could leave if you think I'm wasting your time. You create it, you have it, you detach from it. You work diligently on bringing it into the rest of our realities. That's the process described in words for the law of attraction. What you desire, your dream, is created with just thought and then appropriate and obvious action. How you make all that happen will take a little longer to explain, and making you a master of it will depend purely on your ability to control the thoughts in your head. So thoughts are kind of important, all of them, every last one. We are all creatures of creation. We create all of the time. The question is, creating what? The law of attraction is all about you asking the right questions and defining the answer whilst fully allowing it to happen at the right time and in the perfect way for you. By now you should know if you do not have what you desire, then you are not using the law of attraction properly. For a few moments, observe how that makes you feel, as your observation will identify areas that you need to focus on. If you have no feelings, then you're not paying attention. Go back and listen to this again. The challenge isn't to be the fastest reader or to get through this the fastest. The challenge is to get the greatest benefit. Ask yourself, am I at ease with this moment? Observe your feelings. Ask yourself often, what is going on inside me at the moment? Remember, you should always be at least as interested with what you've got going on the inside as you are with what's happening on the outside. To be able to create, you must not send out conflicting thoughts, as this causes confusion, which is why you need to define, and I mean define fully, exactly what you desire. Don't worry about doing it, as we're not quite there yet. But for now, just get your head around this. What you desire is already formed, the instant you desire it. And your job is to transform it into the physical world. As it is formed already, then your job is surely just to allow it to come into your life. All creation happens in your mind, so you must become the observer of your thoughts. Remember, if you think you can control your thoughts, then you can. If you think you can't, then you can't. That is a choice. And also remember, no beating yourself up. You should always be delighted with yourself, as there is no benefit in not being delighted with yourself.